Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today. Praise God, it's hump day already, halfway through this week. Thank you for joining us here today as we together sit under the Word of God. We are in a new series here on the radio. It's called Famous Chapters of the Bible. And this is part two of what we started yesterday, and that is Galatians chapter 3. I've entitled this sermon, Bewitched. The Apostle Paul, he's beside himself that the people there were trying to add works. They were trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. And Paul, he wants to know who's cast the evil spell on him. He says, who has bewitched you so that you should not obey the truth? Then he says, this only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We know the answer to that. Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't add anything to that. The Lord Jesus Christ and him alone provides our salvation. You can't work for it. The Bible says you are no longer under the law, but you're under grace. That's where we're at here today. This is part two now of this message. We'd love to see you tonight. If you're tuned in at 5:30 rebroadcast, you still have 30 minutes to make it to church tonight. We'd love to see you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're in 1 Peter chapter 3. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Okay, let's get into this message now. Part two of Bewitched. Or did you receive the Holy Spirit by hearing the gospel and then believing what you heard? Listen to this verse, Acts 10:43, the Apostle Peter preaching. He says, speaking of Christ, he says, to him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. This is vitally important to see and understand. All that's required of you is to believe the gospel. Remember, again, my sermon from last week, by grace you have been saved. Not you will be saved, you have been saved. Everyone in this house, that's not a future promise. You've already been saved. Remember I told you it's in the perfect tense. It's something that's happened to you in the past that you still feel the effects of here today and in the future. You have been saved. And Paul's trying to show the Galatians that their salvation was accomplished by the work of God and not by trying to keep somebody else's law. That was not their law. For that matter, it's not your law. You're not Jewish. That's not your law. Your law is the New Testament law of Christ. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's your law. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him today, and you will reap everlasting eternal life. Now, you want a law to believe and hold on to and cling on and still follow today? There it is right there. The law of sowing and reaping. Receive Jesus, reap everlasting life. It's not don't walk more than a mile and a half on a Saturday.
When Bill Steinbrück was in Israel, he was staying at a house of a Jewish woman, and the woman had to wait for Bill to get home on Saturday night because she wouldn't stand up to turn the light off in her house. And had to wait for Bill to get there. He rented a room in his house. He had to wait for Bill to get there to turn the light off. That's not your law. Might be someone else's bondage, but that's not yours. Remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Anything else is bondage. And besides that, you can't keep the law. James put it this way, James 2:10. Whoever shall keep the whole law and stumble at one point is, all right, kids, hold your ears, guilty of the whole thing. Let me read that again in case you didn't hear that. Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So let's get that notion out of our heads. You already failed this test in kindergarten. And you fail it today. You can't keep rules in order to be right with God. Really? Don't even deceive yourself into thinking that. You're right with God by calling on the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. This is not going to happen in this church. Or anywhere else I might have an influence in, if I can help it. At least you're going to hear the truth out of me. That's not up to me as to whether or not you want to place yourself under bondage or not. That's on you, not on me. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that is, the only law that you're under is the law of sowing and reaping. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, reap everlasting life. I don't even have that written down here this morning. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Now, back from the top. Oh, you foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. : Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Then he says, are you so foolish? Or you really could say, are you really that stupid? Is your brain that deficient? Are they referring to you, he's saying, when people say you're brain dead? Is it you? Now, perhaps you say, well, I've never been so insulted in all my life. And your point is, I would just take rather being insulted if it's going to open my eyes to see that if I try to keep rules to be right with God, the Bible says I am under a curse. You are now obligated to keep the whole law. If you're going to try to add rules to what Jesus did on the cross, now you have to keep all the rules. Not an enviable place to be. So again, verse 3, are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the Spirit, that is, how did you guys even get to this place to begin with? Who's the one that saved you? How did you get to where you're at? So, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? All right, back for a minute here to verse 2. What worked for them? What worked for them works in your life as well. You received the Holy Spirit by believing in these same words. John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Also, John 10:9, the Lord says, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And this, Acts 10:43, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin. What saved them then saves you and I today. And this, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, or we could say, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Remember that word confess, homo legeo, it means to speak the same thing. That is, you're going to agree with God with what he says that his son is. That's what it means to confess. You're agreeing with God about something. If you agree with God that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now you can sit right there in your seat this morning, or driving in your car as this message plays in your cars. You can sit right where you are. And that by believing in what you just heard and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of all and your Lord, you can sit right where you are and be saved, and you can receive eternal life and the forgiveness of sin with no money in your pocket and with no outside help, without anyone praying you out of where you are. You can do it right where you are, right here today. Whether or not you're on Nova Road driving to work, or whether or not you're dropping your kid off at school here on this Wednesday morning when you hear this, you can receive Jesus Christ and not burn a calorie. It's not based on how much money. It's based on faith in Jesus Christ. No one's going to pray you out of where you're going. You got to decide today where you're going. No one can pray you out later. Make that decision today. Titus 3:5, it says, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. So I encourage you, do the same if you have not already done so. So now we can better understand why the apostle is so upset at these people here. The only letter here, he didn't even say hi to these guys. Imagine you doing everything I just said to you, and then you receive the Holy Spirit and you're born again. And then at that time, you proceeded to add your own rules to what the Lord Jesus has already done. And then you're going to go and teach them to others. Now, to these legalists, as I said a minute ago, it was Jesus plus keeping the Old Testament dietary laws and rules. It was Jesus plus circumcision, another Old Testament law. While the true equation is, if you want to look at mathematics this morning, it would be Jesus plus nothing equals salvation. That's our math equation here today. Jesus alone and what he did alone and your faith alone equals salvation. He and he alone receive all the glory. Imagine adding to what he did. All right, back to Galatians 3, verse 3. He says, are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it... See, of course, because once you become a Christian, you become an outcast, and that's what happened there. Well, that's what he meant by that. All this suffering you're enduring now, because now you're known by the noble name of Christian, and now everyone hates you. So he's saying, has all this suffering been for nothing? That you're going to throw it all out the window now? And now you're going to keep rules in order to be right with God? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Verse 5, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That's the second time he said that now. How did you receive the Holy Spirit? By doing stuff or by hearing and receiving a person? Verse 6, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. All right, so here in verse 6, Paul's teaching the Old Testament saints were saved the same way as we are in the New Testament. Abraham was saved the same way. Granted, he didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ as the object of his faith, but people in the Old Testament were justified by God the same way as we are, by faith. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned. That's an accounting term, logizo. Faith was put in Abraham's credit column. And that faith obliterated all of the evil that was on the other side of his ledger. Praise God. Faith trumps everything. All your debits, all of your sins, all of your liabilities. Once faith gets placed in your credit column, then God gets out his gavel and by golly, down it goes in Jesus' name. Out come those words, not guilty. Not guilty. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and faith alone. And once again, to use this accounting example, imagine taking your own works and adding that alongside of faith in the Redeemer to justify you. So that would be faith plus giving money. Faith plus donating my property to the church, like my grandfather did, as he donated around 40 acres of prime real estate in Madison, New Jersey, to the church, so that the priest could forgive Esposito's families of their sins. Funny how all things work together for good, don't they? $80 million would have done killed me. Imagine a fool and all that money. What's that saying? Oh, it would be parted real soon. And yet Paul asked the question, did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? All right, down to verse 10. He wants to reach out to all of you who add keeping the law for your salvation. Now he's speaking to you. And don't even kid yourself and say, well, no one does this today. Friend, lots of people do this today. People in this own Brevard County do this today, where they place themselves under the law, even though the Bible says you're no longer under the law, but under grace. That doesn't matter what he said. People in this county do this. No, I better not say that. Might get in trouble. Why does he always do this to me? That's a nice picture. All right, I'll say it. This church has lost more people to this than anything else in this entire church. Have lost more people who thought it would be quaint to go and walk where Jesus walked and ate what Jesus ate and live like Jesus lived. And more people have walked away from this church to place themselves under the law than anything else in this church, Island Community Church. And now the Apostle Paul's got a word for you. This is what he says. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that does not continue in all the things that are written in the book of the law to do them. Wow, now that's not an enviable position, is it? He tells them this truth, and then he quotes the Old Testament that they're so fond of. He quotes that right back to them to show them that they might not know the word as they think that they do. The Old Testament says if you're going to follow the law in order to be right with God, then you are, then, as Yoda would say, cursed you are. You're cursed. You're cursed for not continuing to keep all of it. If you decide you're going to try to keep rules to be right with God, then you got to keep the whole thing or you're cursed. Now, I didn't say that. Moses said that. To quote your own man. This is a terrible burden that was never designed or intended to save you. Au contraire, it was designed to condemn you, not save you. It was designed to have you cry out like the Apostle Paul cried out. He said, wretched man that I am. He said, who will deliver me from this body of death? Because he can't keep rules, neither can you. God help you. You can't keep rules. What are you going to do? Enter in Jesus Christ, Son of God. We're going to end with this verse later, but I'll read it again now. Verse 13, he says, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law by being made a curse for you. That is good news for us. It was some pretty darn bad news for him. So much so that God had to turn his face. And the Son cried out, why have you forsaken me? And imagine that not being good enough for you. That's not good enough. Well, what you did was pretty nice, but I'll tell you what. You know, I'm going to add something. You don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. I'm under the curse now. God, help me. As the Bible proves, my last statement, verse 22, it says, the Scripture has confined everyone under sin. This is verse 22. So that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. Look at that. You are in prison by the Old Testament. That says, keep all of these. Well, the Lord said to Abraham, he said, walk thou before me and be perfect. Simple, right? Who wants to go first? That's all you got to do. All that's required of you here today is that you're perfect. Any volunteers? Then what's your plan? What's your plan? The wages of sin is death. What's your plan out here today? Before faith came, we were kept under guard. And you bet your sweet bippy that's a military word because it is. That's a sentinel. We were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Verse 24, therefore the law was our tutor, schoolmaster, to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Catch that phrase, the law was. Not the law is, but the law was. The law was our schoolmaster, which did exactly what it was intended to do, which is why the Apostle Paul loved the law and called it righteous, because it makes you get on your knees and cry out and say, God, help me, I can't do this. What am I to do? Enter in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. The law was designed to bring you to Jesus Christ as your only hope of salvation. I like to say that the law was like a taxi. And that taxi will take you all the way to the foot of the cross. And at the foot of the cross, this taxi will drop you off. At our destination. Looking up. So, where do you go from here, people? What do you do with the Son of God? The purpose of the law is to show you you need help. You can't make it in on your own. This taxi drives you all the way to the foot of the cross and lets you off. And here you are with Jesus Christ right in front of you. What do you do with the Son of God? That's my question to you today. What do you do? Where do you go from here? What do you do with the Son of God? The purpose of the law is to reveal to you that without the Savior, you are lost and you are cursed. Which is why feel-good unbelievers always quote the Ten Commandments. Haven't you ever noticed that? Well, what do they say? The self-righteous unbelievers, what do they say? Well, I'm a good person. I honor my mother. Have you ever noticed? That's because they're still under the hammer, unlike you. They're still in this taxi. Cursed if you don't do this. Honor your mother and father. Don't move your neighbor's landmark. Cursed you are if you go this way. Cursed you are if you go that way. Cursed. Love the Lord your God with every fiber of your being. Love your neighbor the same way you love yourself when you look in the mirror. Cursed if you don't. Cursed if you... See, they're still under that. Whereas us, the Apostle Paul is plain and clear and says to us, you are no longer under the law, but you're under grace. The Apostle John tells us, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So, is that you this morning? Will you receive him today? For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. The good news is this morning again that the Lord Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. And I ask you, will you guys receive him today?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
McWhite's Funeral Home reminds listeners that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Although home life, work life, and changing times are hard to keep up with, we're encouraging all area ladies to take time out for yourselves and schedule your mammogram or checkup today. That's courtesy of McWhite's Funeral Home in Lauderhill and West Palm Beach, the funeral home that offers quiet dignity and reverence. In times of sorrow, call McWhite's Funeral Home at 954-584-0047.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stonestreet. About a decade ago, BuzzFeed posted a video with testimonials that all began, quote, "I'm Christian, but I'm not," fill in the blank. And the videos mostly trumpeted progressive virtues, claiming things like, "I'm Christian, but I'm not homophobic, I'm not ignorant, I'm not closed-minded," etc., etc. Christianity, the video basically concluded, is all about love and acceptance. Now, of course, Christianity is certainly centered on the love of God in Christ, but that love, like every central tenet of the Christian faith, has been revealed to us by God. As such, these are foundational truths that come to us predefined. They're not open to infinite interpretations and reinterpretations. Having wrestled with these foundational truths, the church formulated the essentials of Christian belief in the creeds, an invaluable tool for the faithful for thousands of years. The various creeds of the Christian faith emerged when individuals or groups would claim some new word from God or would innovate some new doctrine or practice. Often, Christians were